journal. Have you ever wanted something so bad you'd do anything to get it? Well, that just happened to me.
I'll get you, Sidewalk Sapphire. You can't escape me now.
Peace, man.
Will the Sidewalk Surfer survive? Find out after these commercial messages.
Grunt Sporting Goods Store, or order by phone for next day delivery.
Hello? I'd like to order a Smash-O skateboard. Well, how much is it? But I only want one. That's the price for one? Thanks. How am I ever gonna get that much money? I needed money to get that skateboard. My first idea was to get it the old-fashioned way, begging.
Well, son, I'm afraid we can't just give you that much money.
Just keep saving, honey. You'll make it quicker than you think.
Let's see. At my current allowance, I'll have saved up enough in 20 years.
Hey, Douglas! Why do that the old-fashioned way when I've got this fuel-efficient, coffee-powered grass blaster? Bold, new, very expensive. Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop there, baby! Whoa!
I told you should have used decaf.
Are you okay, Mr. Dink?
Douglas, while I get the missus to write a nasty letter to the manufacturer, could you cut my lawn, too?
You mean the old-fashioned way, Mr. Dink?
I'll gladly pay you, of course.
Pay me? Sure.
I guess there are some things in which science was not meant to meddle. Here you go, Douglas.
All right. When Mr. Dink put that money in my hand, I knew just how I could get that skateboard. That skateboard was practically mine already. Here you go.
Wow, who was that? What a guy.
The Sidewalk Surfer.
I thought maybe I could put the money in the bank and earn a lot of interest, but that would take a long time. Then I had another idea.
I like it. I like it. I'll buy it.
Mr. Bluff's a big businessman. I figured if anybody knew how to make money, he did. Mr. Bluff, excuse me. I'm starting my own business and...
I remember when I first started out. I single-handedly wrote the bumper stickers, put the sticky stuff on, then I said, wait a minute, I'm rich. So I hired a lot of people to do it for me. And here I am today.
Did you hear that, Porkchop? If I hire people to help me, the money will really roll in.
Oh, hey, Doug. Man, is it hanging out the best? Just lazing in the sun, drinking lemonade, reading comic books, and watching the grass grow. I guess I could do this forever.
You want to work for me cutting lawns instead?
Cool!
Ice cold lemonade? Computer virus healed? We're trying to earn money for a new digital audio synthesizer card. It makes computer games sound more real. To further blur the line between reality and computer until both are one.
Are you making much money?
No.
Perhaps people are frightened by your superior brains, or they're not thirsty.
How would you like to make some real money? Business, Four Guys and a Dog was born. Now the money was rolling in. But it rolled right back out again. I had to find a way to make money faster.
Special, special!
To increase your revenue, expand your market. These pins here are our customers. Now, look at all this untouched map. What does it say to you?
We need a smaller map?
No, we gotta expand.
Four Guys and a Dog lawn care?
Everything was working perfectly. Well, almost. We're doing good, guys. If we can just keep expanding at this rate... Morty, sweetheart, you're killing me. I won't sell for less than twice what he's offering.
Talking to your stockbroker?
No, babe, my comic book broker. The Rajah wants his lawn trimmed, and the Emperor's rock garden needs a wash and polish. So, take the jet.
Sure, DF.
Yeah, BB, hold my calls. I'm going out to lunch.
Yes, Mr. Funny.
What should I ride today?
Hey, guys, how about going to the park and hitting a few?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Oh, sorry, Dad. We can't play with you. We have to work.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, guys, let's go to work. Our business grew and grew.
Man, I wish we were in there.
Yeah, all that grass. I couldn't think about anything but work. Okay, guys. I've been working on our efficiency. It's better if we split up. Skeeter, you start on Mumble Street.
Huh?
We got a job to do. Before you can understand how to cut lawns, you have to understand what lawnmowers are
about.
Every lawnmower has two lawn parts. One is the cutest baby's pin, and the other is the finale lawnmower. Okay, everybody got it? All right, let's go. Skeeter, you're cutting Moo's lawn. You come over here.
Moo, go left. Watch out, back is grass. Al, 34 Ole Lane.
Skeeter, now you're cutting Al's lawn. Come over here. Moo!
Ouch.
Good news, guys. I'm going to draw work maps for you all tonight so we can get more work done tomorrow. Okay, hit the showers.
It is my theory that Doug Funny has been replaced by an evil alien clone.
I wish there was something we could do to get the old Doug back.
Wow! Only seven more lawns and I'll have enough. Hey, guys, only
Doug
seven more...
Funny's unfair! Doug Funny's unfair!
What are you guys doing?
We're on strike because you're a slave driver.
We don't have time for this. We gotta get busy.
We won't work until it's like it used to be, Doug. Like we were friends.
And not slaves.
Well, can it wait? Just seven more.
Doug Funny's unfair. Doug Funny's unfair.
Okay, forget it. I'll do it all myself.
There, I'll show him. I'll get the job done by myself, and I don't need anybody to...
I wasn't thinking about anything but that skateboard. I worked harder than I've ever worked in my whole life. I did it. I could finally have what I'd worked so hard for. But somehow, I wasn't happy.
Well, if it isn't Dirk the Little Businessman, how's business?
Excuse me, Mr. Bluff, but it's Doug. what would you do if your friends all worked for you and got mad at you and went on strike?
Dump them. You can always get new friends, but a good business is hard to come by.
But I like the friends I've got.
Listen, Dirk, let me give you a very important piece of advice. People are either your employees or your friends.
Wow. Thanks, Mr. Bluff. I guess you're wondering why I asked you here.
Doug, I can explain about the strike.
Don't try to explain. I reached my goal yesterday because I did all the work myself. Now I want you to see what I got with all that money.
I don't want to see a stupid skateboard.
Ta-da!
Huh?
Wow! Tickets to Funky Town!
This is to thank you for all your hard work, guys. I spent my money on the trip to Funky Town, but it was worth it. I decided that my friends were more fun than a skateboard any day.